From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. Supreme Court today left intact a lower court decision allowing the Bush administration to keep secret the names of hundreds of foreigners. Most of them are Arabs detained in the aftermath of the terror attacks of September 2001. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now. And Nina, how significant a win is this for the Bush administration?
Well, probably it's somewhat significant. I think it's the first time in modern times, anyway, that the government has contended it has the right to keep people in prison secretly, and the Supreme Court has acquiesced without reviewing that question.
Let's back up a little bit. These were people detained after the September 11th attacks, as we said. How many people were detained in the first place, and are any of them still actually in jail?
Well, since we don't know who they were, we don't really know the answer to that question. We're really dependent upon the Justice Department for information. Initially, there were said to be roughly 1,200 detainees. Some were held as material witnesses to testify before grand juries. About 100 were eventually charged on various criminal charges that were not directly related to the terrorist attacks. The number we see most right now is roughly 700 who were detained, and most of those have been deported on immigration charges.
You mentioned they weren't directly tied to the September 11th attacks. What were they charged with then?
Oh, sometimes false documents, sometimes immigration violations. The only person actually charged with terrorist activities was detained before September 11th, and that was Zacharias Moussaoui.
And how did this case get before the court?
It was brought by the Center for National Security Studies and 23 news organizations who sought to learn the identities of the detainees under the Freedom of Information Act. A federal appeals court ruled by a vote of 2-1 that the court should defer to the executive branch in matters of national security. The dissenting judge said that the court was being more than deferential, that it was being, in essence, a doormat. The news organizations then appealed to the Supreme Court, but today the justices, without dissent, declined to review the lower court decision, leaving it intact.
And when they do that, they don't have to give reasons for why not, but what would you guess might be their reason behind it?
You really can't be sure. I suppose one could speculate that the case is, for all practical purposes, over. That is, most of the detainees have been deported for immigration violations. Others have been released. So that could be it, but, you know, we don't know.
There was also a Justice Department investigation last year that did find that some of the detainees were abused while in detention.
The department's independent inspector general issued a report last year saying that there had been significant problems with the detentions, that the detainees had frequently been held for longer than permitted by law and often without meaningful access to lawyers, and that recently discovered videotapes showed guards subjecting the prisoners to verbal and physical abuse.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.